Greetings, everyone. Welcome to WTF Walk the Floors, All Things Hospitality Training. I'm Michelle Klein with Klein Hospitality, and I'm here with my co-hostess, Stephanie Ledger, with First Rate Hospitality. Stephanie, how are we doing today?
We are doing well. How about you?
Wonderful. So I know we're going to be talking about some of those predictions that you have for winter travel this year as we go into the season. Why don't you go ahead and enlighten us?
Absolutely. So we're talking about maybe those whoa moments or wow moments, depending of where you are located. So I was reading upon the Farmer's Almanac. Yes, I am a nerd, and pre-internet days here in Florida, we relied on that to knowing when sunrise and sunset time is, because I grew up in Southwest Florida, always seeing the sunset. And they are predicting some interesting things here for our winter season. And, you know, also too, the reason why I wanted to talk about it is because when we are having those storms and weather delays, how that makes a trickle effect down from the way that if guests are traveling by plane, train, or automobile, and then going into hotels or restaurants or events, and how that all plays into a factor. But first, all right, getting into those winter predictions. So they are saying that here in the South, in Florida, that we are actually going to have a wet one. So we are going to start seeing more storms than normal, that what we would usually see, because usually everyone comes here, especially to Florida, to get out of the snow. So be prepared that if you are coming down here and having the plans, make sure that you look at the weather, because it may not be always sunny as you think. And then on the flip side, in the north, they are predicting that we will see more snow than normal. So that could also too cause a lot of travel delays. So it's going to be an interesting
one. You live by Stephanie Ledger. Exactly. All right. So how does all of this intro relate to hospitality industry? What should we be looking out for? How can we better prepare to run smooth operations?
Yes. Well, also too, just like we look at the weather to seeing, okay, what's going to be the commute? How should I dress appropriately based upon the weather? But this is how we also too should prepare to looking at ahead. So if we are in a destination where there is snowstorms that are being predicted, let's make sure that we are being proactive, having our game plans in place, communicating, do we have enough staff on? What is our game plan to making sure that staff is safe? Usually at hotels, we have them stay at the hotel so they're not commuting in during the storm. But, you know, the main thing here is making sure that we are being proactive instead of reactive. And also, too, of knowing that it's a lot of long hours during these storms. And even our guests are tired, they're cranky, they want to, you know, maybe they're stuck in the area, they want to go back home. And so we need to make sure that we're taking that into factor, too.
Those are wonderful tips and things to consider. Very important what you said about looking at it from my perspective, right? the fact that we have to be a step ahead and prep the team to deal with that upset guest, because their flight was delayed because of weather challenges, or because the road closed and they were stuck in traffic for 2 hours before even stepping into the hotel, or fill in the blanks, right? There's all these things where we can be prepping our team to deal with those difficult conversations? Do we comp anything? If we do, on what instances are we going to comp? Do we have to walk anyone? Mm-hmm. If we're going to walk someone, where are we walking them to? What are the protocols that are in place in relation to that particular property, right? We don't always walk to sister properties. So what does that look like? I think this is critical, right? To make sure that we are being proactive, being a step ahead. We know the storms are coming. We know the winter's coming. We know the flights are going to be delayed. We know that all these things that happen every year, let's just start planning.
Absolutely. And checking in on your inventory. Do you have enough product, whether it being chemicals for housekeeping or food and beverage in the restaurant? Or also, too, if your hotel or restaurant or hospitality business needs to make sure that there's snow plowing, do you have making sure that the equipment is ready to go because it hasn't been used in the last few months because it's been warm weather? Simple things.
Does your team have boots? Does your team have jackets that are branded? Yes. Does your team have beanies and shovels and gloves and all those things that you're going to need so that you don't get to that point and none of that is in place, right? And now you're writing someone up for not having. So, this is a great topic. Thank you for this.
Yes, absolutely. So, so it's going to be an interesting one. So we'll see once we get into spring if I got my information correct from the Farmer's Almanac, how they are predicting some weather this winter for everyone across the country.
Lovely. Planning starts now. That's our final nugget for today. Do you have any WTF moment you want to share?
Oh, yes. All right. So a few years ago, I was out in Blackhawk, which is outside of Denver, Colorado. I was there on a project, and there was about four of us from Florida, and we were doing a project out there, and we're flying out the day that a major snowstorm was coming through the area, and so we're trying to leave get to the airport before this storm came in. Well, that storm came in faster than what we had predicted. And here we have Floridians trying to drive an SUV down a mountain. So if anyone has traveled from Denver to Blackhawk and knows how that road is windy and now adding the snow in it, then we finally get off the mountain, and of course, we start getting all of our cancellations on our flight, so we are stuck in Denver. Well, we start trying to go online, trying to book hotels, and WTF is now the hotels didn't close their bookings, especially on their third-party websites. So here we are thinking that we have rooms. We come to the hotel and they say, no, we've been sold out, obviously, because of the storm. And we're like, no, we have confirmation. You just booked it. Then we even went through Airbnb and we even get to a house. We're like, okay, finally, we have a place. We're confirmed. Good to go. We get to the house. The previous guest didn't even leave. So now we're like, what? Where are we going to go? So finally, we did end up finding a hotel that was much more than we had expected to pay, obviously, with the conditions. But at least we were able to make it into a hotel to then be able to fly out the next morning. But yes, it was definitely a crazy, probably 6 hours of leaving through a snowstorm with Floridians. And also, too, we're only there for a few days. So it's not like we had packed accordingly on winter attire either. But the main thing of the WTF is...
You're from Florida. You don't even own winter attire.
No, exactly. In South Florida. No, not at all. But yeah, so WTF to the hotels that didn't close their distribution channels, to the Airbnbs that didn't even know that their previous guests never left, And it was crazy time during the winter time on those snowstorms. And that's great probably story. Why I live in South Florida.
All right, so let's make sure that we plan accordingly and we start planning now so that when these things yes. happen, we know exactly what to do. We know exactly how to operate. And everyone has this consolidated, collaborative plan going on. Thank you, everyone, for being Absolutely. On the other side. We will see you with our next topic next week.
Wonderful.